This recording, Oklahoma 1 and 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
I was born in Nebraska in Cambridge, but grew up in Cushing, Oklahoma. Now I live in south of Stillwater.
I was born in Stuttgart, West Germany, raised in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and currently we live in Coyle, Oklahoma.
Well, we got married on the 4th of July last year, and I just had my back broken about a year before, and we got married out in the middle of a cow pasture in front of a teepee wearing buckskins. It was hot. It was real hot. Pretty much soaked my buckskins plumb through, and I think she did too, but it was a fun thing. We'd both been married before and just wanted to be a little different. And yeah, we played baseball. We have a baseball game out there every 4th of July. Just kind of a family thing, and all family, friends, everybody comes out, and it's just an ongoing yearly thing that we always do.
The bridesmaids were my daughter, Kirk's two nieces. The groomsmen and best man were Kirk's nephew, Jared, who actually pulled the round bale of hay off Kirk when he broke his back, and my two sons. Made it kind of special to have family there.
She wouldn't let me put them in camouflage. That's what I was going to have them dressing in, but we kind of had to.
We did compromise on that. They had their black Wranglers and black shirt with a bit of camouflage shoulder patches, shooting shirt.
We've always tried to kind of get back to living with the land. Don and I both enjoy doing for ourselves, making for ourselves. It's real easy to go to town and buy a bar of soap, but it's a lot funner to make one. And what happens if you can't go and buy one someday, you know? I mean, you never know. And we enjoy it. I mean, you know, we do a lot of our own food preservation. We put up canned goods, dried, what have yous. We've always enjoyed that, and as far as the Indian influence, that's how they used to live. They kind of lived with it instead of, you know, kind of a coexistence type thing, and it's just always been something we've both been interested in.
My grandmother was Shoshone. I had the full buckskin dress
I married a squaw. I'd know we'd never done this.
His was more of a frontiersman outfit. Mine was long dress, full leggings, knee-length moccasins. I have a spinning wheel, two looms. We like to tan the hides and make our own buckskin outfits. We hunt both with recurve and longbow.
We raise limousine cows, got horses, five or six dogs, bunch of cats. Don's had a rehab license for birds of prey and things like that. We get them from vet med up here at OSU. And we raise three different kinds of quail, two different kinds of pheasants. We've got fallow deer that we raise, Angora goat. I had a mountain lion out there for about 18 months. I raised her. You name it, we've probably had it. Any walking or flying critter, we've probably
peacocks and turkeys,
had it. Yeah, guineas, whatever. We kind of take in all kinds of misfits.